If the Lord had only revealed to me this homily a little, had given me a little bit more time, then I would have approached Dr. Bilb and the choir and asked them to sing for us today, "This is Holy Ground." Because indeed, this is holy ground. And you, my sisters and brothers, have come here and you are standing on holy ground. But it just so happens that we have one upon Moses, because Moses was told that he shouldn't come any closer because of the holy ground on which he was standing. But instead, God is saying to you who are here, come closer. Because this is the new covenant, and he wants you to come closer. Because holy ground is a place of encounter, a place of encounter with the Lord. And when we see the Lord, when we encounter that Lord, yes, we may not be called upon to take off our shoes, but rather, there are certain things that we're called upon to take off. And what is it that we're called to take off? It is our sinfulness. To take away from ourselves our sins. Because the place on which we're standing is holy ground. And therefore, you are being encouraged to get rid of your sinfulness, because the God that you encounter is a God who is kind and merciful. But when we come to this holy ground, what we are expected to do is to bear fruit, because the ground has been prepared. And we are the ones who are planted here. And if we do not bear fruit, did you hear what is going to happen according to the gospel? We would be cut down. Cut down because we would be wasting the holy ground. And sisters and brothers, I know that it is true that there are persons who come to this holy ground and they probably have not come with the right attitude. Persons who have been coming over and over and over again and who still have not been bearing the right fruit, the good fruit. So ask yourselves the question, am I bearing good fruit? Am I producing fruit? Or am I just taking up the space? But even as God looks at us, the gardener says to him, "Sir, give it yet another year." And the thing about our God is that God does not know how to count. Because God does not know how long a year is. Because we have been told in Scripture that for God, a day may be like 1,000 years. So God is always giving us the opportunity to make good on what we're doing. So he's giving us another year and yet another year and another year. Because you see, this is year C when we have that gospel reading. And there are many of us who have heard that gospel reading over and over and over again. Many of us have been hearing it every year since the 60s. So God has given us another opportunity. Another opportunity as we come and stand on this holy ground to recognize Him as the Lord who is kind and merciful. The Lord who is giving us a chance to bear the right fruit. And so we should be thankful for that. We should give God thanks for having called us to come nearer. And hopefully, week by week, we're coming a little closer to God. We're in the third week of Lent. And I hope that we have been finding the opportunities that have been given to us to draw closer to God. Have you? Because this is why we have the fertilizer. That's what we give. Because we are giving nutrients to the ground. And it is given these nutrients. And what do we call these? We call them the Word and the sacraments. The Word and the sacraments. That's why we proclaim the Word of God, and the Word of God should convict us to make changes in our lives. But we also produce or offer the sacrament of reconciliation. We offer that here every day. The only day that we're not going to offer it is on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, there'll be no confessions, so that's advance notice. So we have to make sure that we get ourselves cleaned up before we get to Easter. We offer several masses during the week that persons may come and be nourished by this, so that through participating in these sacraments, they will be drawn closer to Jesus. We offer the Stations of the Cross twice on Fridays in Lent, so that we can walk the way of the cross with Jesus, and by walking the way of the cross, we can come closer to Him. So these are things that have been given to us. These are opportunities of growing and bearing fruit. Therefore, sisters and brothers, please make use of this and all these opportunities so that we will not be cut down, that we will not be driven out as being non-producing trees. But yes, we all want to bear fruit that will last, because it is that fruit, as we hear in Scripture, it's by our fruit that we will be known when we go into the world. So when you go into the world, do people recognize you as Christians, as Catholics? Do they recognize that? Or are they using you to judge what Christians should not be? So by your fruits, you will be known in the world. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us bear good fruit, because we are producing that from this holy ground.